This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. At the narrowest point of the English Channel, Britain is separated from continental Europe by just 21 miles of water. But with Brexit and COVID travel bans, that distance seems wider, and it could seem wider still amid questions about the future of Eurostar, the train that runs in the Channel Tunnel linking London to Paris, Amsterdam, Brussels. The British government is reluctant to take part in a bailout. From the British capital, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Customers for the 1801 train.
The Eurostar train about to leave London St Pancras station is almost empty. Mick Lynch of the RMT union, representing many of the company's workers, says the pandemic has hit Eurostar really hard.
So they have virtually no revenue and virtually no passengers to speak of.
Before COVID, the company carried up to 30,000 passengers a day and was making profits of more than $100 million a year. Today it's in urgent need of a bailout.
There is a viable business there struggling to get out from under COVID, and if we're not careful, this will be another victim of COVID, which will be a tragedy for the social benefit, the economic benefit, the business benefit.
And the environmental benefit, with carbon emissions that are 90% lower than those of equivalent flights. Eurostar's ads stress its other advantages over the cheaper, low-cost carriers.
You see more when you don't fly. Eurostar.
France's state-owned rail company is the majority shareholder in Eurostar. It's pumped $250 million in to prop it up and wants the Brits to pump in more, even though the UK government sold its stake in Eurostar some years ago. The French suggestion is meeting some resistance in Britain. Harry Fohn of the Taxpayers Alliance.
I certainly don't think the British government should be bailing out what is a French company with millions of pounds of taxpayers' cash. Especially since we've left the European Union, why are we bailing out a French company?
Eurostar to Paris will be stopping in Ashford.
One of Eurostar's most enthusiastic passengers has joined the debate. Rail expert Mark Smith named his website seat61.com after his favourite seat on the cross-channel service. Eurostar's ownership, he says, is irrelevant.
It's used by British people, it employs British people, it's actually based in London. It should be supported by both the British and the French.
He says pre-COVID, Eurostar was injecting $1 billion a year into the UK economy. And he says it's vital for Britain to maintain this link with its European neighbours, especially after Brexit. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.